Talking about some of the top stories of the week, and one of the ones that Rocky Mountain Outlook is running this week has to do with our former detachment commander, Staff Sergeant Brad Freer. Charges against him for impaired driving were just stayed this past week.
It was in court on Tuesday. Right away, the Crown Prosecutor stayed the charges. There were two other impaired charges that were stayed. And a stay of prosecution is a technical term. Basically, the Crown Office told me they don't feel they have probability of conviction.
Mm-hmm.
For 12 months, they can recharge.
But probably not.
Yeah, very rarely does that happen. Once 12 months pass, it's as if those charges were never laid.
Right. This stems from an incident that took place on March 14th, and that's probably all we'll ever know about it, because it's not going to trial. So that's basically it for that story.
I honestly thought this would take at least a year to resolve, but to see it finish this week was quite a surprise.
In related news, I understand we have a new detachment commander here at the Canmore RCMP.
John Innes, I think, is how you say it.
It's okay.
I know how to spell it. But he should be starting here in the community in July, which is really good news, because having a detachment commander is important for our local RCMP force.
So we haven't had one for a little while then?
No, we haven't had one, I think, since last year. And I was chatting with Sergeant Curry at council, and he's been filling in as the acting supervisor, the officer in charge.
Wow.
And doing his regular sergeant stuff, which means talking to me. We have summer coming up. We have enhanced policing. We have events. Not having a detachment commander doesn't mean we don't have an organized force out there trying to keep us safe.
It's just someone's pulling double duty right now.
Yeah.